Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. It's Saturday, and it's just afternoon, and you know what time that is? That is time for you to listen to Around the House with Eric G. I want to welcome today one of my favorite stations here in the Northwest because, well, I just grew up listening to them. So all you folks out in the Tri-Cities on KONA, welcome to Around the House with Eric G. And I want to get everybody else up to speed because if you are new to this show, I want to do a little explanation for everyone of what this show is about. This show is about home improvement, and it is about everything between the fences. Doesn't matter it's in the front yard, the backyard, in the garage, in the house. It's all up for discussion. So get your pen and paper out here because I want to give you the number for you to call in because this is a live call-in show, and we are here to help answer those home improvement questions, those planning questions, the I don't know if my toilet needs to be repaired or replaced, or what should I do with that fence out back? The number here in the studio, 877-733-1011, 877-733-1011. That is the number I want you to call to get here into the studio. And if you're a little shy, that's okay. ATH@KXL.com. That's the email address. And I'll try to get to those on air as well, just depending on how many come in. We'll see if we can get to those. If not, I will personally answer them back to you and come back with a solution for you. And if you're, well, for instance, in the Tri-Cities today, we're going to get preempted for some of it for the Cougar game today, basketball game. That's how it happens with radio sometimes. You can also go over to aroundthehouseonline.com, and after the show ends, it's going to be up there in a podcast. You can listen to it in its entirety because today is one of those shows you're not going to want to miss. What we're going to talk about today around all of your calls, we're going to have some fun stuff here in the studio. I'm going to have a call, looks like, from Jeff from the TV show Stonehouse Revival. He is on the DIY Network. You've seen him on a bunch of the bath shows and things out there as well. He's going to call in. And then later on in the show, we're going to get a call in from Skip Bedell. Both of these are friends of mine. Skip, you've seen him. If you are up early in the morning, you'll see him currently on Fox News Channel doing their DIY tool and home improvement segments, as well as you will see him on Spike TV's Catch a Contractor that is now out on Amazon, and I think it's on, as well as one of the download sites. It's Amazon, I think it's on Netflix, but that's where you'll find him, and we'll be getting them today. So I'm looking forward to that, and you know, rule number one in the studio here is when we get a call, we answer it. Let's run out to Josh and Camus. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, bud, I got a question for you. Well, I mean, of course I'm calling in for a question.
Sure.
So, real quick, property damage-wise, our neighbor's kind of like carport awning crashed into the back of our fence.
Okay.
Half of it's on our property, half of it's on his property. What do I do as a sense of claiming that? Do I claim that on my homeowner's insurance, or do I claim that on their homeowner's insurance?
You know, usually, well, like with trees and things like that, it's up to you because it's kind of that there is some interesting liability laws. If you have proven to him that, hey, man, that thing's going to fall over and you've notified him, sometimes that pushes the liability over to them. But many times this is your homeowner's claim kind of insurance. How close are you with your insurance agent?
Pretty close. I know that we just changed over. We just got a new company that bought out our refinance. So I'm still trying to figure out. We have Geico for homeowner's insurance. So.
Okay.
We go through our car, and I mean, they're pretty good, but
yeah.
I don't know how that works.
I'd give them a call, and I'd give them a call without giving them too much information, just as a general question to see what they have to say. Because anytime that you get involved with people like that with your insurance companies, sometimes that can raise your rates, even with insurance claims of just calling in and asking questions. But I would call in as a hypothetical and see what they have to say, and before you file a claim, and see what their advice is. You're kind of in that gray line, but I got a feeling it's probably going to end up on your insurance is going to be my guess.
So do you think it's going to, when you talk about raising rates or whatever, you think it's going to go up quite a bit, or?
Probably not. I mean, it's depending. It's, you know, usually when you see big losses is when those things happen, and offense damage usually isn't one of those things. They start looking at claims after if you had a few of them. So if you pile them up, yeah, they might add a little bit to it. But, you know, homeowners isn't as expensive. It's like auto insurance with a wreck, if you know what I mean.
Right. Man, I'll tell you what, it is awesome to have you on the weekends because, you've answered so many questions. I mean, I'm, you know, pretty crafty and all that type of stuff, but you've answered a ton of questions and stuff that I've always had. And it's great to listen to you on the radio on the weekend.
Hey, Josh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And call in and email, whatever. I appreciate you listening. And thanks for calling in, brother. I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, man. Hey, let's jump out real quick to Peter in Richland. Welcome to Around the House.
Thanks for getting us on Kona here.
I love it, man. I used to live in Richland in a ranch house, and I know you know what that means over there.
I do. Absolutely, I do.
So what can I help you with?
So I've got some glazed porcelain tile that went in new.
Okay.
And it's got a bit of a flaw to it. It looks almost like it has grout haze.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not grout haze. It's baked in. And so I'm trying to figure out how to get a little bit of a shine on that in order to kind of camouflage that flaw that's there.
You know what I would do? I would try this first. This might be a fix you have to apply a few times a year. I would actually tape off the grout around that and try using some like Carnauba wax or something that would protect that, like automotive wax that would protect that and maybe give you some of that gloss back.
Okay, so Carnauba wax, it's like an auto product?
Just your car wax, man. That simple. Grab some Carnauba car wax and try that and see what happens. I'd try to keep it out of the grout, even though that'll kind of do the thing, but I would keep it out of the grout. But just try hitting the surface of that with that. It might fill in and add some polish and do what you're trying to do. If it's in the porcelain, you're kind of just looking at topical things without trying to replace the tile or paint it or do something like that.
Yeah, because it has no, you just can't permeate it. I mean, that's why it's glazed porcelain tile. But I will try that, and we'll see if we can't get a little shine to it and make that flaw go away.
It might help you out, brother. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. All right. You bet.
All right. Thanks for listening. I love it. Our first caller from the Tri-Cities. That's awesome. That's, you know, a little history on me. They did a nice story on the Tri-City Herald with me last week on my birthday, which was fun. And it was kind of cool to see that out there and randomly ended up on my birthday. But that's where I grew up. You know, I grew up in the Tri-Cities. I ended up going broadcasting on KTCV 88.1 for a couple years when I was in high school doing that. And then worked with Tony Ott, my buddy over there in the Tri-Cities, who still works for Kona. He's been over there for a while. But I used to do talk sports with him in the late 80s. So I go way back to them and the Tri-City Americans back then. Super fun. Numbers in the studio are 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. We're going to be diving into today talking about hiring a contractor and really being able to get that contractor hired and making sure that, well, they're actually somebody that's going to be licensed, bonded, and insured. So you don't become the employer and you don't become the person that's responsible for that liability. And that's where we're going to really try to dial that down and maybe teach you a few lessons and have a few experts call in as well. 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns.
Now, more of a Northwest News and Information Weekend on FM News 101 KXL.
Hands. Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're rocking out with a little Neil Diamond here this afternoon, having a good time. You know, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Whether it's foundation repair, earthquake retrofitting, basement waterproofing, or drainage systems, westernconstructionsystems.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty. Did you know they're hiring technicians? Consistent work and great benefits. Contact them at westernconstructionsystems.com. They're hiring good people. Well, I told you we're going to have some people calling in today. And we have my buddy Jeff Devlin from Stonehouse Revival. Hey, buddy, how we doing?
I'm fantastic. Eric, how are you doing?
Good, man. I was looking.
So I have to ask, first question, is it 8 degrees where you are?
No, it's probably 48 degrees here, actually.
That's, you're so lucky.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I know you and I are going to be down in Florida next week for the International Building Show and Kitchen and Bath Industry Show and all that stuff. And I was watching the weather going, it's 48 down there, and it was like 48 here. It's hopefully it's going to warm up by the time you and I get down there.
Yeah, you know what? For me, 48 is fine. I'm okay with 48. It's been so cold here on the East Coast for so long. We're all kind of, I feel like I moved to Minnesota and nobody told me.
No kidding. Well, hey, I was looking on line this morning. And I was noticing that if anybody wants to binge watch your show, Stonehouse Revival on the DIY Network, you're taking that over next weekend, aren't you?
I had no idea, so thank you for letting me know. But they will do marathons from here, you know, here and then, just basically throwing the show on. And what's interesting that the network's doing more and more is that they'll do these marathons. So for 6 hours, 7 hours, you can sit down and watch my antics and the restoration of some of the old homes. It's a lot of fun doing it. It's been an absolute blessing. As we know, I love being a carpenter. I love the team. It's really cool, and I really love that the people that are watching the show are really starting to embrace the old homes, appreciate the character. That's kind of what's really been most rewarding.
That's awesome, man. And I know that, you know, with you out there, you're not just a home improvement host. You're a contractor, and you're doing this to, well, make a living.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm a carpenter first and a TV host second. That's something that I've always kind of said. I do enjoy TV sometimes. I know that sounds kind of funny and horrible, but for the most part, I love being a carpenter. And the fact that I've been blessed to be able to do it has been so cool. And that people are kind of watching it and getting excited about it is 10 times cooler. But again, I don't consider myself a celebrity or a talent or whatever they keep using to coin the phrase.
Yeah, that's what I love about you, man, because you and I can sit down and talk on a bus going back, like, between it,
so
geez,
how
forever.
How awesome was that? Yeah, that was fun. When we first met, those out there listening, we were out in Milwaukee geeking out over some of their new tools, even the old tools.
Yeah.
But from the minute I met you, it was just chatting about the stuff we love to do. And I don't know, it's just easy to talk to people who love what they do. And I think carpenters are pretty much, we're all similar people. We appreciate hard work and pick up trucks in blue jeans.
Exactly. And a little bit of adult beverage in the
beer?
Evenings as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say beer. Yeah.
Beer.
That does go very well with everything.
And we've done that too. And if you want to see pictures like that, you can see him and I. And I think we took a group shot at the, where were we? We were at that Pabst Brewery.
Pabst. Yeah.
Late night.
Ribbon Factories, where they had that, where they had the hotel. And then they had the bar outside, where, again, just incredible, cool environment, cool architecture, people who really cared about making it right, making it feel warm and cozy. And when you've got the combination of that and nice, cold, adult beverage, you can't beat it.
Exactly. Plus, when you're in the Pabst Blue Ribbon Brewery that's been turned into a hotel, it's always a good, fun place to be there, no question.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
I want to hear about your show a little bit this season. What's been some of the fun stuff you've been working on? I mean, I've been seeing some of it, but what's the fun stuff for this season?
So this season, we push the envelope a little more, and as most of the viewers know, I take on projects and build them. And I'll be honest, there's a couple of projects that I did this season that I had never done before. So
nice.
You're going to see me struggle through some of them, which I think is, I'd like to think, endearing sometimes. But I want people to know that you got to push yourself. I'm constantly inspired every single day. So I went shopping with my girlfriend. She's in the car now listening as well.
Nice.
And, you know, we just need those things to be inspired. And I want people to be able to watch the show and be inspired. Whether or not you go actually tackle what we tackle, it's important. But at the same time, it's the integrity I want to teach people. This is your home. You know, this is where you live, you reside. And when we go back and we research these old homes and we go back and we look for the deeds, we want to see who lived in the house. And I tell people who live in brand new houses, what would it look like when they go back and research the deed, when they go back, oh, this person lived there that time and they did this? I think that people need to be true to their house, and do it right and have that integrity. And hopefully, you know, the show, we're trying our best to push the limits a little bit. You know, we have a budget like everybody else. We have clients. Mm-hmm. I wish more people understood that it is television, so we don't have a ton of money. We still have to stick within a certain budget.
People would be shocked at what actual television budgets and those kind of things are. It's not. I haven't run into one that I've seen that's the crazy over the top dream team budget. It's very real world.
No, and that's you have great shows on the market, you know, like Fixer Upper, very popular. Mm-hmm. Their budgets are lower than most around, but the rates for labor are not as much in that area. The housing is not as expensive. You get into some higher areas, and housing costs a fortune. Labor rates go up because there's demand. So there's all sorts of different things to calculate that rate. So we try to, you know, we always try to do our best listening to what the client wants, i.e. the homeowner. Also do things that are different for TV. I mean, heck, there was one where I ran out, and I love a good excuse to go buy a tool.
Yep.
I ran out and bought a tongue and groove plane just to hand tongue and groove these boards for the back of a corner cabinet I was making.
Nice.
How many times do we do that sort of thing in real life?
No, but it's fun.
I like having fun. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and that's...
Last time you bought an old hand plane.
You know, it's been a while. I actually found some at a yard sale a number of years ago, and unfortunately, when my garage got broken into, I lost them a number of years ago. But I tell you what, finding some of those things, and you've got that privilege kind of out there on the East Coast. We've only got about less than a minute left here before we go to break. But on the East Coast, you know, your old houses are old houses. Out here on the West Coast, up here in the Northwest, if it's 1910, that's an old house.
Yeah, it is. It is funny because I do get reached out a lot from people on the West Coast. Be like, I have an old house, and then they tell me like 1940s. I'm like, that's not old. but at the same time, it is like, you know, different. I love all types of architecture.
Oh yeah,
it's intriguing to see how we've evolved, how we built houses, how we used to build houses, how we build houses.
Exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Hey Jeff, we're gonna run out here to a hard break. Do you want to hang on for a few minutes afterwards, and we'll keep going after this? Okay, we'll come back to you. Be right back. This is Around the House with Eric G. with Jeff Devlin from Stonehouse Revival. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to a Northwest News and Information Weekend on FM News 101 KXL.
Every time that you are around me, you can feel my heart regularly pounding. I get a little of this little that I turn my head, check my shoulders, turn my back to be.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. You know, this segment of Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com. Boy, that song we just came in with, that's that one right there. So, got Dane over there rocking the music here, and that is Jade. He is a 17-year-old kid in high school. Some new music. Well, I've been sitting here, if you're just tuning in, been talking with my buddy Jeff from Stonehouse Revival. Welcome back.
Thank you. Still here.
All right. Good to see you. Good to see you. So, one thing I wanted to ask you, because today one of the topics we're going to be talking about is hiring contractors. How hard is it, and what are the problems you guys see out there with people trying, you know, homeowners trying to hire contractors out in the Northeast where you're located?
So I think it's the same everywhere, and I liken it to dating. You know, like, I think we all try to put on a front when you have a contractor come to your house, mm-hmm. you kind of have to know what you want. And the same thing with contractors. Let me be more specific. If you want to do your kitchen and you want to have a contractor come out and bid on your kitchen and get an estimate, you have to have a plan for them to bid that estimate. So I tell people, go to a certified kitchen and bath designer, such as yourself, come up with a plan, regardless of what exactly you're going to do here, regardless of what you're going to do there. Figure that out first. Then approach the contractor and say, here's my plan. Can you please bid it? Because they're trying to bid materials that you haven't picked out yet, and it is a shot in the dark.
It is.
And I think it's also a level of appreciating the contractor's time, as well as the contractors appreciating the time that the homeowner is giving to them as well. Contractors get busy, and like everybody else, they're trying to earn a living. And I think that sometimes the bad homeowners out there, I shouldn't say bad, but, once you can't make up their mind, it kind of ruins it for some contractors. So they look for the pre-qualified, if you will, homeowner who has it all planned out, who knows what they want, or can be very succinct in saying, this is what I'm looking for. So it kind of goes both ways. I would recommend for homeowners, if you're going to have a contractor, get yourself a plan, but then also be very specific with things that you're looking for. Like, here are the areas that I would like help in, but also my budget is this. Figure out what that number is. It's not just a shot in the dark. It's not like I'm going to go borrow the money in 7 months.
Sure.
I have $30,000 to do my remodel. How can you make it the best remodel? That is a contractor's exciting because I know exactly what I have to work with, and I have to make that work.
And you don't have to do the dance. And there's this dance that happens that's the nobody wants to talk dollars, and because people get scared of that. And my thing that I run into that I think the biggest thing that I say with homeowners when you're hiring a contractor, if you've got it together and you're acting and you've got a plan in your head, you're going to get a better price. Because if you look completely wishy-washy, flaky, unplanned out, every good contractor out there is going to go, okay, I got to put in another few days of figuring stuff out here. And you're paying for that as a homeowner.
Of course. I mean, you well know that certain times I'll walk into some homeowner's house and I know that the process is going to be longer, that there's going to be more handholding. And unfortunately, we do charge for our time, regardless of whether or not, and homeowners, how many homeowners go to work and then leave at 4 and still get paid for that extra hour? You don't.
You don't.
Not normally. And if you do, I'd like to work where you work. What I tell people is this, I think that the budget issue is a sticking point for most people because they say, how am I supposed to know what it costs to do something?
Yes.
And I laugh hysterically. I laugh because I'm like, you've heard of this thing called Google, right? You can Google what a plumbing rate is in your area, in your specific township. You can also Google how long on the average does it take to install a toilet. It will tell you everything. You know what somebody's hourly rate is and what the hourly rate should be? You have a good idea. So I believe that time that you save or that you do yourself will be a savings in the end. And then the other thing, which I get fanatical about, is I'd like to say I figured it out. I'd like that there's an epiphany one day where somebody came to my house and was giving me an estimate on a roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I don't know if it's ego or what, and you puff your chest out and be like, I have $1 million to do this. When in fact, I don't. I only had so much. And I think that people, when you're asked what your budget is, the contractor is not asking you how much money you make and testing you and trying to figure out whether or not you're a worthy opponent or client or whatever. It's about figuring out what you have as a budget. And when you say 30 grand, it's irrelevant what you do for a living. It's irrelevant what car you drive. It's like, this is the money that I have allocated for this project. There's power in that. There's such power.
There is.
And I just wish that people wouldn't worry about whether or not their budget's lower. I bet people approach me as like, I have $10,000 to make my kitchen work. And I'm like, okay, cool. I know what my hourly rate is. I look at it as like a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that with good, honest contractors out there, you get more bang for your buck when you do it that way.
Yeah. And you have some homeowners who are just so anxious to get the job done that they'll hire anybody, and they know they know there's been problems communicating. They know there's been this issue, that issue. They just want it done so bad that they look the other way. And that's the part where you really have to put in your time. You have to call and, you get your estimate. Then you call the referrals, and you actually put in the time to make sure, and then you visit the referrals.
Yep.
For a client to have a contractor that they love guess what? I want to go see that remodel. I want to see the backsplash that they put in, whether or not there's cracking. And maybe it was done 2 years ago. You put in that effort, you'll find a contractor. And you know what? You'll never let them go. Like
yeah.
the olden days where you had a carpenter, a handyman, that was your dad's dad that he always just used to call. That was the same guy.
Yeah.
Regardless, you knew you were going to get taken care of.
And that's how those things go. And you're so right with it being like dating, is that once you get it, you hold on to them. But
you've
got to do your diligence. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be on some, you know, you're going to be on Skip's Catch a Contractor show.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, you ask, okay, do you have insurance? And not just do you have insurance. Hey, can you send me your insurance certificate? And then look them up online, Google them, spend that time to do that, and actually go to what's your supplier in the area? Do you use somebody local? Yes, I use this lumber company. Well, guess what? Call up the lumber company and say, hey, are his accounts in good standing?
Yeah.
Is he overdrawn? Is he this? Like, these are things that, look, if I'm going to date somebody or what have you or fix it, I want to do all my research to make sure that I'm gonna have the most successful way to communicate with this person and a good experience, because it's not that hard. You just have to put in a little more effort.
Exactly. Hey, I got a question for you for this. We got about a minute or so left here. Are you doing any seminars or anything down at the show this week, or are you just hanging out and checking things out?
Well, I'd like to say I'm hanging out. The Cape is Next Stage on, I believe, Tuesday. I'm presenting, it's pretty much like, funny you should say it, but like speed dating for companies. There's seven companies, kitchen companies, that they get up and they have like a 2-3 minute presentation, and I get to orchestrate that. A big fan of Kevin O'Connor.
Yep.
And he'll be doing it on Wednesday. And the KBiz Next Stage is just a lot of fun. You know, lots of different talks, lots of different people pass through. You get to see a lot about the different companies. I mean, it's just a great time. If anybody's listening out there, you can buy yourself a ticket to Orlando, walk around. It is open to the public. You do have to register, but every kitchen and bath designer should be down there to see the latest trends and what's new in kitchen and bath design and building.
Absolutely, buddy. Well, we're going to go out to break. I will see you this week. Let's go have one of those beers this week, okay?
Yes, adult beverages.
Yes, adult beverages. All right, we'll come back and take your calls just as soon as Around the House returns. Thanks, brother.
This is a Northwest News and Information Weekend on FM News 101 KXL.
Well, it's been 10 years and 1,000 tears, and look at the mess I'm in. A broken nose and a broken heart, an empty bottle of gin.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Just missed us here. Just joining us. Guess what? We just had Jeff Devlin from Stonehouse Revival on. Love that guy. He's a great show on DIY Network and had some great advice for hiring a contractor out there. We're going to have a little bit of time here in this hour to take calls in the last little bit here. So give us a call here in the studio, because you know something? We're going to have another guest coming up in a bit. So let's dive into some calls at now. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I want to help you with all those DIY home improvement questions that you've got. It's the new year. I know you're planning on starting a project, or you're trying to get one wrapped up that you were hoping to get done over the holidays. I'm here to help. ATH@KXL.com is our email address. You can send that over to me, and I will try to get back to you on questions and stuff with that. You can get me all the week during, you know, all week long with that, as well as run over to, if you missed this last hour, if you're just joining us, aroundthehouseonline.com. We'll have the podcast up there, and you can see some of my other segments and stuff that I do for Morgan Day Organ as well over there. I've got the whole library of links on there where you can see that as well. So, well, one of the things I've been wanting to talk about today, which is kind of the subject of the show for the day, is how to hire a contractor. And it's pretty tough out there for people that have never hired a contractor before, because they really don't know where to start. And like Jeff was saying, you know, it's like dating, and you're trying to find somebody that's going to be reasonable and it's going to do a great job on your project for what you have in your budget. And it can be pretty intimidating and tough. But one of the things that I see out there, just to start off, that I see with some of the problems out there, is that so many people will be on Craigslist, or they'll be on Nextdoor, or they'll be on any one of these kind of social media sites out there, And there are a ton of unlicensed and bonded contractors out there that are doing work, and I see them almost every day out there on social media. And so when you run into that, you run into some problems, because when you hire somebody that's not licensed and bonded, you take a lot of personal liability on. And when you take personal liability on, that can damage you or your property. So some of the things that I say when you're starting out, when you're looking to use a licensed and bonded contractor, the benefits of that is that you have financial protection. You know, licensed contractors have to carry insurance to cover damage to your property or any injuries caused by the contractor, or more importantly, their employees. Because what can happen is when you've got a contractor like that, and let's say you got somebody over there that you hired that's going to do some roof maintenance and maybe cleaning out your gutters. And if you found him off of, any one of the social media sites out there and didn't do your research, and his helper goes and falls off the roof, lands on your deck, and then lands in the yard, guess what? If he's not licensed and bonded and doesn't have the insurance, you have now possibly become the employer, and you're paying for that guy's ambulance ride and everything that's going to go on from there on out. So that is where, if an accident happens and you don't have the right person out there, you can become pretty easily personally liable for that damage and, that injury. So that's something that's really big. That's really a big deal. And so the other thing is that you have some recourse. Licensed contractors, especially here in Oregon, have to hold a bond to provide payment to a customer who suffers damage from poor workmanship. And it could be $110,000, $20,000 for a residential contractor on up. It's depending on what state you live in. And there's certain laws with, Washington and Oregon that do that. The other thing is that many states offer mediation services. In Oregon, the Construction Contractors Board has a professional mediators who help resolve disputes between homeowners and contractors. And so there's a way to get a solution there, which is great. And then the other thing is when they're licensed and bonded, you can go back and see how many people have gone after them and have had a battle with them. And now, just because they've had a couple complaints on the contractors board doesn't mean that they're even a bad contractor. Many times there's people out there that just love to do that. And that's, just like there are unreasonable or bad contractors out there, there's unreasonable and bad homeowners out there too. So for as many bad contractors out there, there's as many bad homeowners, because this is people and this is what we're dealing with. So again, that's one of those things you got to deal with. And with that, it's more importantly to see how these problems were resolved with the contractor, versus, they've had a couple complaints. If you go on board to Angie's List, for instance, and I'm going to throw them out there, and I'm a fan of Angie's List, because I have over the years, being on as thousands of job sites that I've been on, I have physically been on job sites and heard referral services, not Angie's List, that have called up contractors out there that had a bad review. And I have watched contractors grab their Visa card, give that to the referral service to pay them to bury the review on the site and make it, quote unquote, go away. I've seen hundreds and hundreds of dollars go out the door from a contractor to make that go away. And though that helps a contractor, it doesn't help you if you're out there shopping for a contractor. So that's what I like about Angie's List, is that they are the ones that I've seen that have done that, and they've done a really good job of doing that. Well, when we come back, we're going to take all your calls at 877-733-1011 and a call from Skip Patel just as soon as Around the House returns. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.